Before listening to this podcast, we encourage you to purchase a copy of our children's book, The Adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear. If you go to our website, you will find links to Amazon to purchase our book or all other online book retailers. If you are in the Canadian Rocky Mountains, you can buy our book at Stonewaters in the heart of beautiful downtown Canmore. Our book has a unique cover featuring an adventurous bear named Caboose and her love for the Rocky Mountains. You can sign up for Caboose's free adventure activity pages by visiting our website to start writing and drawing your own adventure stories with your children or grandchildren. Cheers to all your family adventures. Enjoy the listen.
Adventures in the Heart of Children's Book Authors.
Episode 3, Adventures in the Heart of Children's Book Authors. As I mentioned, our mission is to interview children's book authors, help them find an audience, and market their books. I would be remiss if I didn't introduce you to my co-authors and grandchildren of this book series, The Adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear. The Adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear book series is about the adventurous bear who lives in the town of Big Head in the Rocky Mountains. Caboose loves her family, friends, and community. She embraces Mother Nature in all her beauty and encourages all children to enjoy the adventures in the great outdoors. This episode, we introduce you to Bailey, my middle granddaughter, the co-author and narrator of our next book, Hijinks at the Big Head Folk Music Festival. In the first part of this podcast, I describe in detail Bailey's adventures at the Canmore Folk Music Festival, which is the inspiration behind our story. Bailey's character in our book, Hijinks at the Big Head Folk Music Festival, I love Bailey's insights. These are lessons for everyone's family. We encourage you to embrace every special family moment, because you never know if this will ever happen again. Writing and recording a story as an audiobook is so much fun. And even if you can't fund a print or illustrated children's book, you can always write your story and record it in an audiobook format. Today, the quality of recording on most smartphones is remarkable, and you have a recording studio right in the palm of your hand. If you enjoy the value of our podcast, visit our website, CabooseTheRockyMountainBear.com, and join our Storytellers Club level with your children or grandchildren. We aim to produce a new audiobook every 3 weeks for your family's listening pleasure. Cheers, let the adventures begin. Hi everyone, I'm pleased to introduce you to my granddaughter Bailey in today's story behind the story. Hello, Bailey.
Hi.
The story behind the story tells you the events that led to creating this story. The story behind the story is what happened to me, Bailey, her brother Leland, her cousin Kira, and her friends Linda and Tom. It was so much fun, and we needed to turn this story into something special that happened to us during the Folk Festival event. In some of the stories in The Adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear, Bailey is one of the characters. Bailey chose to be a beaver. Her character is Bailey the Beaver, and Bailey the Beaver is Caboose's cousin. Bailey is very adventurous, like Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear. Bailey is one of our audio voices in telling the stories of the adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear. Bailey is the voice behind Hijinks from the Big Head Folk Music Festival audiobook. We hope you enjoy listening to this audiobook. The Big Head Folk Music Festival is based on the Canmore Folk Music Festival. The Canmore Folk Music Festival is the longest running folk music festival in Alberta. Entertainers and musicians come from all over the world to perform. The venue and stage are located off the downtown of Canmore, amongst the fir trees and surrounded by mountain views. The Canmore Folk Festival offers musical entertainment and a wide variety of musical workshops with performers. A neat interactive experience. A market full of many
different arts and crafts, a children's interactive area to paint, tell stories, with lots of games and so much more. In today's story behind the story, we will discuss with Bailey how this story came to be. Bailey added her exceptional touch to the creation of this story. The story takes place in the Rocky Mountains, the home of Caboose, the Rocky Mountain Bear, and Bailey the Beaver. So Bailey, did you have fun recording the story of Hijinks from the Big Head Folk Music Festival?
Yeah, I actually had a lot of fun. There were some mistakes in there, but it was really fun.
And what Bailey's referring to is that when you're recording something, the neat thing about it, you can edit it and you can say things over. But you know what? If you'd make it too perfect, then it's not really like real life. Real life, every once in a while, we all make mistakes and fumble over words, but that's real life, right?
Yep.
And you know what, kids, parents, and grandparents, the neat thing about recording our stories is that Bailey read the story. She made suggestions if some of the words were too difficult to understand or didn't fit appropriately into the story. And that was half the fun too, right?
Yeah, adjusting and fixing like stuff that didn't make sense or making it more so kids will understand it better.
Absolutely. So Bailey had a lot of great suggestions, and which meant that we rewrote it a couple of times in parts, and we recorded it over again sometimes, but that's the fun behind it. What's cool is that is part of the fun of the story behind the story. And when you listen to some of the questions that we're going to talk about here shortly with Bailey, you'll find out that this actually was based on a true event, and we were able to turn it into an adventure story, a children's book. Bailey and I would like to share the story behind the story and hopefully inspire you to take your adventures that you've done together as children and parents, or children and grandparents, and turn them into your own stories. So please enjoy our conversation as Bailey and I discuss the story behind the story, Hijinks from the Big Head Folk Music Festival. So Bailey,
yeah.
You've had many trips to Canmore and Banff National Park. What are your first thoughts when you think about your visits to Canmore and Banff?
All my visits have been actually excellent, so fun. They're all so fun. We go on a lot of adventures, like going around town and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
And what makes this area so special to you?
I think it's like a big part of my life because I've had so many adventures and spending time with family there and stuff.
Right on. And what's interesting, this story is based on actually your third time at the Canmore Folk Music Festival. Why did you want to return year after year to the festival?
I wanted to return year after year because one year I had so much fun, the next year I had even more fun, and the third year was probably my favorite year I've ever gotten there.
And folks and kids, even though this was Bailey's third time, it was actually her brother Leland's first time at the Folk Music Festival. On this trip, we Bailey got to share with her brother so many things. Do you remember some of those activities, Bailey?
Yeah, there was rock climbing. There was this bike painting thing. It was in the story where there was paint in the back of the bike and you would...
Bailey actually, what she's talking about is got on a... They had a stationary bike and they hooked up paint to the back wheel and as Bailey pedaled, it would spin around and spray paint onto a blank piece of paper, and then it would turn into a piece of beautiful art, right?
Yeah, and we'd get our faces painted. I remember I was always a cat.
Yeah, Bailey loved being a cat. We got some great pictures of Bailey being a cat.
Yeah, and there was like activities. I still have this clip going around the markets and buying some cool t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah, that was so neat. And what Bailey's talking about is the Folk Music Festival had a huge market area, and local artists and artists from around the world would come, and they would display their jewelry or t-shirts or necklaces, so many different things, food, so many different things. What was your favorite thing at the market?
My favorite thing was probably the t-shirt I got. It has the Kenmore Folk Music Festival on it, and I've had it. I still have it.
Yeah.
Long time ago, but it used to be huge.
Yeah, right on. And that's the neat thing about it, folks, is every year they would do up a different t-shirt. One of my favorites is they had an old Volkswagen van as part of the logo. That was kind of cool too. So many different t-shirts over the years. So Bailey, do you remember Linda and Tom?
Oh yeah, I do. Waiting in line, we'd play cards like Uno and stuff. And then when we'd like all sit in our chairs watching the bands and stuff play on stage.
Absolutely. And do you remember where Linda and Tom were from?
North America.
Yeah, they were from Portland, Oregon. So it's pretty neat that people traveled from all over the world. Not only the entertainers came from all over the world, but also what we found was a lot of people in the audience, because they loved the Canmore Folk Music Festival and being surrounded by the mountain. So can you remember one of the neat things about the folk festival is, like everything, of course, you know, a lot of it is driven by volunteers and getting people to help, you know, how to offset costs and all that. So they would get local retailers to help support different rewards for people attending. And one of the neat things was they had a children's shopping spree at one of the toy stores in Canmore. What was neat is Bailey's name got called. Do you remember your name getting called?
Yeah, I remember sitting in my chair and I was just like wondering. I was just like looking around and all of a sudden I hear my name being called and I'm like, what? And then that's because before we had to do this thing on this paper with checklists. And if you got all of them right, your name would be called to win the prize to go to the store.
Right.
And I remember walking up being so confused, but like, nervous too of why they called my name. Gave me this bag of this like toy that you push its belly and then like a ball shoots out of its mouth, and that was so cool. And then I remember going, I think it was the next day,
right,
we went to the store and I got a butterfly wand and a butterfly tea set.
Yeah, it was really neat to actually I think all of us were so excited for Bailey and her name getting drawn, and she got to go up onto the main stage, and they presented her with, as she described, she got a prize before she even got the main prize, which was the shopping spree at the Canmore toy store. So it was neat that the next day going down and Bailey presenting her card, and the store was excited for her and they explained how to do it.
Yep.
And away you went, right?
One of my funniest things that I remember about that, though, is I did win, but I won mostly because I had Kira with me, and she was really helping me out with the questions, as I was quite little to probably get them all right.
Right. So, again, folks, that's part of, you know, your cousins helping you out and supporting you and us sharing that our time together as a family and with friends also. So that was kind of neat. Do you remember running up on the stage to get your prize?
Yeah, I do. I remember getting up. I don't know if someone walked up with me. I think Kira did, but I remember walking up and the guy on stage was like, "Here you go. Good job." And walking back, all these people clapping and looking at me, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, very neat, very neat. And there was a lot of people there, so it was kind of neat to go up and feel like you were an entertainer, right?
Yeah.
On a stage.
I didn't really know how to feel. I was like happy that I won, but I was still like, it was still processing in my head of everything that was going on in that moment.
So kids and parents and grandparents, over the next several months, myself, Bailey, Kira, Leland, Caitlin, and Cooper will record many audiobooks about the adventures of Caruso the Rocky Mountain Bear, and we would love to share them with you. We've actually set up a Caboose's Cub Club, and we have three different levels, so we hope that you'll go to our website at CabooseTheRockyMountainBear.com and just learn about how you can support us in our adventures with Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear. The neat thing about it is you'll be hearing stories written by myself and Bailey and Kira and Leland and Caitlin and Cooper, and then they're going to actually bring the stories to life through our audiobooks. So we hope you'll enjoy that. So Bailey, what do you like about reading these stories of the adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear?
I like reading them because it brings back memories of those really good fun times. Yeah, going to the folk festival, that was like, that's one of my favorite memories of spending time with family, winning, and it was just a lot of fun.
For sure. And you know, you think about that when I guess I'm talking to the parents right now and the grandparents, is, you know, all had this opportunity to relive some of our fondest memories with our children and our grandchildren, and to actually be able to put them into words and then possibly draw them just is so much fun. So we hope that this gives you a little inspiration, and I hope Bailey's given you a little inspiration about how you can capture those memories and get to relive them, which is so neat. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the other kids listening on to this?
I'd say just really fun to, you know, go on all these memory trips and to like tell your story of how fun it was for you and how you can just tell everyone else your story of.
For sure. And that's part of what Bailey's saying is being able to kind of relive those moments. I think enjoying some of your past memories. And you know, we've talked about this before, myself and Bailey and my other grandchildren. And sometimes you think, oh, you know what? We'll just go back the next year and do it again or whatever. But life doesn't quite work that way all the time. So there's things that can get in the way. And that's what makes doing something like this even more special, is you're able to relive those moments. And maybe you can never duplicate them exactly the way they were. You just have to build new adventures, right, Bailey?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And what else would you like to share when you think about creating these audiobooks and stories? Is there something that you think the people can learn from this?
They can just learn about each character and their adventures with, you know, Caboose and going to the camera and stuff, and how they had a blast and telling all their stories of how it was.
So folks, we want to thank you for listening to Bailey and I talk about the story behind the story. And thank you, Bailey. This has been fun.
This has been super fun.
If you've enjoyed the interview with our granddaughter Bailey, please visit our website, CabooseTheRockyMountainBear.com, and join our Storytellers Reading Circle level in Caboose's Cub Club. We add a new audiobook once a month for your listening pleasure. The cool thing is that multiple audiobooks are already in our audiobook library. We hope you will listen to our audiobooks more than once. Please let us know your child's favorite story. Your support will help us bring more audiobooks to life in the adventures of Caboose the Rocky Mountain Bear. We believe in the power of storytelling and how stories capture memories that can last for generations. Under our Fun Resources tab on our website, you can sign up and receive immediately free Caboose's activity sheets for the family to write and draw your own adventures. Cheers
and have fun.